You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Coming up just about an hour from now, a pick six at six featuring Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt Jr. as both coordinators spoke this afternoon. Also coming up a half hour from now, perhaps DC's best athlete had a signature moment this weekend. We will relive coming up at 5:30. Right now, though, it is time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story. From the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Joining us now, ESPN's Kalen Kaler, investigative reporter, who, Kalen, I don't know if you know this, but you've basically been on the show as often as I have over the last month. I missed a bunch of time, and every time I'm back, it's like, oh, you and Don Van Natta dropped another story about the NFLPA, so welcome back to the show.
Yeah, I feel like it's been weekly at this point.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, which is basically all I've been on the show. But don't worry, everybody. I'm here all week. So we'll see what damage Kalen and Don can do this week. The newest chapter in this saga, is, if you will, is that David White has now been elected the interim executive director of the NFLPA. Obviously, you and Don have been reporting about the demise of Lloyd Howell, the now departed, resigned director of the NFLPA. When the election of Howell happened a couple of years ago, White was the other candidate. So how did they land on going back to him to be the interim?
Yeah, so we were unable to confirm like how many candidates they had for interim director, as well as exactly who they were. They've been very, the player representatives and union leadership has been very buttoned up about this process. They really have tried their best to stay quiet about it. So we have ideas on, you know, who was between, but we don't know for sure. And we reported on a document a little over a week ago that a union lawyer had put together recommending a few candidates. And there were, I believe, three union staffers, Don Davis, Terry Smith, and Lester Archambault, and then two outsiders, Dominique Foxworth and Eric Winston, who were recommended by this union staffer to be considered for the interim candidate. Now, that was not an official list of all the interim candidates. So, you know, we don't know for sure, but we do know that over the last couple of weeks, the Board of Representatives and the Executive Committee interviewed all of the, whoever they considered to be candidates. They were all interviewed and they went through, a pretty lengthy background check because it took a couple of weeks to get to this point. And I talked to several player reps at training camp who told me they had been in hours and hours of meetings. The Cowboys player rep Trent Sieg, their long snapper, he said the first 2 days of training camp, he was in 8 hours of meetings, which is a lot considering that like they're also at training camp right now. So they were doing their best to get to a quick answer here, but not rush the process either. So they have come back to David White, who they elected last night and who, as you mentioned, was the other finalist when they elected Lloyd. It came down to David White and Lloyd Howell. Those are the only two candidates who were brought to and presented to the Board of Representatives in Virginia in 2023 when they had a week at a 2-day election process. And those were the only two guys. And so what's interesting that they came back to David White is the fact that J.C. Treader has said publicly, and there's a couple other union sources. I remember Washington Post story had a couple sources who backed up J.C. on this, that the executive committee in 2023, when they conducted an informal poll of what their preference was ahead of the election, the executive committee came down in favor of White over Howell, 10-1, apparently, per Treader and a couple other sources. So this is the guy who on paper the last time around as well looked like a more natural candidate for the job. He led the SAG-AFTRA giant Screen Actors Guild Actors Union in Hollywood. Huge, huge union. Really, that's a really big labor job. And he also played football at Division III college. He was a quarterback at a Division III college in Grinnell, Iowa, I believe. So he's got a little bit of a football playing background, not an NFL background, but he knows the sport, was an athlete, and has a ton of experience leading one of the biggest unions in the country. So on paper, he looks a lot more, you know, objectively qualified for the job with experience that lines up to be leading a labor union than Lloyd Howell ever did.
Grinnell College, by the way, a somewhat infamous school, because they were the school, people might remember this. This is the only association I have with Grinnell College at all, that was like shooting an absolutely absurd amount of three-pointers. And like they had some guy score like 120 points in a game, I think, a couple years ago. So there's your, I didn't think today would be the day that we'd have our random Grinnell College fact, but there you go. That David White goes to Grinnell. Apparently he was a Rhodes Scholar. Just searched David White Grinnell College. And there you go. 1989 football roster. There you go, in the archives, right there on Google, kids. Go look it up, or don't. What are the chances that David White becomes the permanent executive director, and this is a delayed, not denied type of job for him? Or is he taking this on the interim basis with the knowledge that they are going to do a full search and land on somebody else?
They haven't explained a lot of details, specifics about how they're going to conduct the permanent search. What we know from the statement they sent out last night from Jalen Reeves-Maven is that, you know, they are, what did he say here? I'm looking it up. He said, this is a player-led process. Soon we will commence a thorough search process for a permanent executive director. The process will continue to be player-led as the strength of our union has and always will lie with our membership. So we don't know what that process is going to look like, because obviously the last process they conducted was much more secretive, much more confidential than any prior processes have been. And it didn't net them a successful result. So I know that the player membership, the Board of Representatives, has been having a lot of conversations about how do they want to run the next process. And a lot of the executive committee has really dug their heels in and defended the last election process, which is, the Board of Representatives voted ahead of that election process to change the timeline so that they would not have 2 weeks to know who the candidates were, who the finalists were, and do research, ask questions, and talk to people, and you know, the media would find out. They changed it so that the player representatives wouldn't find out until the actual meeting where they were supposed to vote. And I know that the executive committee has, members of the executive committee have said publicly, Austin Eckler comes to mind, who did a long interview with The Athletic where he really defended that process. And I've talked to some player reps who also thought it was a good process, because remember, they voted for it. Like, they voted to support protecting the candidates and not letting their information leak to the media. And they thought that was the best choice. And so it'll be interesting to see if the process for them changes, if they go back to how it used to be, where players are, the board of player representatives are getting a longer lead time on the finalists. It'll be interesting to see if they use a different search firm or if they don't use a search firm at all, because they used Russell Reynolds last time around. And, you know, I've talked to people involved in the process who don't have anything bad to say about Russell Reynolds, necessarily. So they did a thorough job. But, you know, obviously, as I said before, like, we know the results of the last process wasn't good. So it'll be interesting to see if they use a different search firm, if they use no search firm, if they change it back to the longer lead time. I don't have a ton of details right now on where they're going to go with that, because they've been really buttoned up about it. But I will say, from talking to a few player reps at training camp, one thing that has come up is two or three of them expressed to me that they feel they should have known about the collusion grievance decision. They thought there was really interesting and important information in that collusion grievance decision that all players should have known about. And the Rams player representative Quentin Lake told me that they've been having conversations as a group recently about how can the player representatives be more involved and more informed in what's going on. And obviously they don't need to know. They're like, yeah, we don't need to know about every little grievance. Like, that's why we have elected an executive committee, because they filter things for us. But in a situation like that collusion grievance, there is frustration among the player reps about not knowing about that and not being informed on that. So one of the things they have been talking about recently is, how can the player representatives be more in the know and more informed?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
That's really interesting. Kaylin Kaler is with us, ESPN national NFL reporter. Of course, she and Don Van Natta have been reporting on all that is going on at the NFLPA over the last couple of weeks and months. And like, they both seem to understand why transparency is important and hate it with every fiber of their being, depending on whether they are the ones being told or they're the ones hiding the information. So, like, when you talk to, you mentioned a couple, and Austin being one of them, the interview he did with The Athletic about this, but when you talk to players writ large about this stuff, Kaylin, and the secretive nature of their process, and is this something that they, like, wholeheartedly believe and defend, or are there others that are like, this is stupid. Like, why are we making this? Like, we're not protecting state secrets. Like, we need to make sure that we have what we need. And if that means it gets out to the media, like, who cares? Or is there something in the past that makes this so painful that it turned into a circus and they just feel the need that that is more damaging than whatever you know, whatever happened this time or could happen again.
Yeah, I have not talked to anyone who says that, you know, they disagreed with the process. All of these guys are really repeating the same party line, which is, well, if we want to get the best candidate, if we want the best candidate to apply for this job, we have to promise them confidentiality. So that seems to be the, you know, prevailing thought here. And even after what happened with Lloyd, I still keep hearing that. So there hasn't been a lot of, you know, oh, we should definitely do things differently because it didn't work this time. Like, everyone seems to just think that they ran a good process, even though, despite the results. The players that I've talked to believe that they ran a good process, and that's from the executive committee to the player representatives.
So can I just jump in and then ask the obvious follow-up, to which you may not have an answer and you might be asking people? It's like, where did they go wrong then? Because, like, clearly the process didn't work. So, like, where, if that part of the process was correct, then, like, what got so messed up?
Yeah. So I asked that question I had a chance to talk to Josh Harris, the Chargers player representative, who did vote for Lloyd Howell. He was at the election. He's been a player rep for 11 seasons, I believe. So a very long time. He's in his 14th season as a long snapper in the NFL. And he said right now, you know, he's like, yeah, well, what we do as players is, what do? We watch film, we review the tape, we look for mistakes. So that's what we're doing now. And I'm like, okay, well, what has your film review told you? Same question you just brought up. And he said, what he's learned is that there is no perfect election process. He thinks that they ran a solid process, but he's like, clearly this has shown us there isn't a perfect process. And I think what I've heard too is, like, something that players bring up is, like, right now the trust in the union is not good, obviously, after what's happened, and players feeling like they were not informed when they should have been informed. And so I think a topic that's come up among the player reps I've talked to is just, like, they need to regain the trust of players. And something Ted Karras told our Bengals reporter, Ben Beebe, I thought it was a really interesting quote. Ben asked him, okay, well, what are you looking for in the next interim director, given what happened with Lloyd? And Karras kind of, like, hemmed and hawed at first. He was like, well, you know, and then finally he says, anyone in a leadership role within our union needs to live above reproach. So I think that sort of distills what they've learned in a nutshell. It's like, Josh Harris told me he felt like he had enough information in the election, despite only knowing who Lloyd was for about 24 hours before he voted for him. He felt like he had enough information to make an educated vote. He said that wasn't the problem. And he knew about a lot of the red flags that Don and I reported on in Lloyd's past, such as the sexual discrimination and retaliation lawsuit. Harris says that the players grilled Lloyd about that. And they knew about what was at the time an ongoing civil lawsuit with the whistleblower financial fraud allegations against Booz Allen, where Lloyd had been the CFO. Harris said they knew about that as well. And he said, you know, it's been 2 years, so I don't remember specifically what Lloyd Howell told us that made us feel comfortable voting for him. But he said, whatever his answers were, when we asked him questions about those situations, they were not the type of answers that would lead you down the path to think something like this would ever happen, is what he told me. So, you know, I'm not really answering your question, because honestly, none of the players have really answered the question in a satisfying way, I don't think. But I think if there's anything that they can learn is what Ted Karras said, whoever is in a leadership role in this union needs to be above reproach. So shouldn't be getting sued for these types of things in their past.
Yeah, it just, some of the quotes, considering the process, I just am like, do you guys hear yourselves? Like, what you're saying and what actually happened does not seem to add up. So I guess the other question I would have then, Kaylin, are there other people in the union, staff-wise, that come from other industries or have other backgrounds that, like, I'm not trying to say, like, football players are dumb, because they are not. Like, football players, many NFL players are brilliant and have wide swaths of experience outside of the NFL. These guys own businesses. They have other interests. They do other stuff. So it's not like they don't know how to function as people in a boardroom, but mm-hmm. their time is committed to a very strenuous job that has nothing to do with like vetting people. And they don't always, I think part of being in a locker room sometimes is the ability to look past stuff and see the best in people so that you can work together. And the way you have to do that in a locker room is very different psychologically than the skills you'd have to apply to elect a union director. So are there other people that help them, or are they, because I'm also thinking of the quote here that probably means the answer is no, where it's like the strength of the union is in the membership. But are there people to help the membership and maybe help along even within the process that's been established?
Yeah, there are. There are still, Lloyd, when he became the union director, he offered buyouts to a lot of union staffers, and a lot of them took it. So I think there are about 35 longtime union employees who ended up leaving. So they do have some vacancies and important positions at the union, but they were trying to become, as the players have told me, more efficient with their staffing. So there are people within the union that can help the players with this. And some of those people are the executive committee, because, you know, in my conversations, the player representatives, you know, as they were saying, well, we want to be more involved. We want things to be more transparent. We want to know more. Like, we should have known about this collusion grievance. As they're expressing that, at the same time, most of them are also admitting, well, we can't know, like, we don't have the bandwidth to know about everything that's going on at all times. So that's why, you know, the Board of Representatives elects an executive committee. So, and the executive committee is 9 players plus the president. So those 10 players, those guys are the filter to the player representatives. That's how they are supposed to be functioning. So it's hard, you know, even the players, when you talk to them, they're like back and forth between, yeah, we want to know more, but then we also don't want to know more, because we understand at a certain point it's going to be too much information. And, you know, a lot of player representatives have been talking at training camps over the last couple of weeks, and I don't remember who it was now, because I've been trying to collect, like, with our different ESPN reporters, as they talk to people, they'll send it to me so I can just look it over. And one of the representatives was saying, you know, something along the lines of like, yeah, you know, too much information is too much information. Like, at a certain point, if I send out texts to all my teammates about union ongoing, like, people stop responding. Like, people will start ignoring it when you're giving them so many like daily updates. So I do think that is the ultimate challenge for the players union, is like, how much should the players be involved? How much should they know? How much do they deserve to know? How much is too much? And then how do you get them? I mean, the age old problem for this union is, how do you get the players invested when, you know, in something that's really a 10-year problem, which is the CBA, when their careers are an average of 3 years? Like, that is the hardest challenge that the PA faces, is just getting the investment from players who have the long-term investment, realizing that their involvement is going to help people down the road. It may help them as well, but the majority of them have short careers. So it's going to be helping the players after them, for them to be involved and invested. So I think, yeah, it's a really good question that you bring up, and I don't think it really has an easy answer.
Yeah, I mean, part of the solution might be, I learned in this interview how many long snappers are player reps. Those guys are around forever.
Oh my God. Their heart. Yeah.
Yeah. Just elect all the long snappers. There, we solved the problem, Kaylin. Why don't they ask us?
Yeah. I actually asked Josh Harris that. I was like, is there something to the fact that, like, a lot of you guys are specialists? Because Tom Moore said a punter is on the executive committee. Brandon McManus, a kicker, also on the executive committee. And if you scan the list of player reps, as you mentioned, there are a few long snappers on there. There's quite a few. There's at least 3 that I can think of off the top of my head. But, yeah, I think it's not a bad idea. Like, get the players. And Josh Harris said, yeah, I think it's probably because we do have long careers, and also because the specialists, you know, kind of interact with everybody on the team, on special teams. As you know, they say that about special team coordinators too, when they become the head coaches. It's like, oh, well, these are the guys who like literally work with everyone. So they're more qualified to be like representing everyone because they work with everybody. So that was another thing Josh Harris said too, is like, because he kind of interacts with a lot of the teammates, you know, and his job is to be the voice of his own locker room. So that could be part of it.
There we go. That again, we're just one problem solved. Just ask us. We know what we're doing over here at the Hoffman Show when we show up for work, which we're now going to start doing again. Kaylin Kaler is with us to talk about this NFLPA story. If you want to read more, ESPN.com is where you go. Her and Don Van Natta doing tremendous work there. There will be more chapters in this story as the full search goes on. Some of the grievances that have been appealed, those get resolved. So there's plenty more to come here down the road. Kaylin, appreciate you joining us as always. Great work as always, and I'm sure based off how this is all going, we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Craig.
Thank you. Kaylin Kaler with us here on the Hoffman Show. Sometimes in sports, there are moments that are both perfectly predictable yet completely unbelievable. Had one of those yesterday for perhaps DC's best athlete. We'll talk about it next on the Hoffman Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.